Yeah, so we just didn't see the Meshekelim. It's on Taj Yudzayan. So the Mechaber brought there's that the Kerum is Mafsik. Yeshar Yisum, Kham, the Kol, Oshchil, Tirz, Eva, Gemara, like he pointed out yesterday. Megam, Viter, Zeh, Yitzarach, Lidduk, Kamanikra, Kerum, Kekos, Marai, Beshem, Esmach. That's the Trum Sedeshin. We don't want to rely on that Tirz because we'd have to go be Bredik. So we just asked her. I'm not sure what would be Taki Rebbeinik according to that argument. I mean, the Ikra is that we're not semich on that teretz in the dinner. Yuches Udim, Krum Shalay Yeseris, Kekos Marai. Veloma Medarki Mershe, Meet Mlotin Zedin, Bishla Hakulya, Bekrum Shalay, Beloy Hakelev. Sir Samak and Ega Kola Hatiko. Some of the other tip called because there are more linear and legal. The whole crew was ain't talk about creep of the Malcolm have success. So the lotion over here of that he's quoting, the we seem to be answering mitzad the crew. Because we don't assume the shishim connected the chaylev. But what about a case where you didn't have the chaylev, you just had the krum? So, well, from the flow of the Ramor, you said you need shishim, and who would end by the krum, by the yaseris, if you would cook it together, you would need shishim. Means we're assuming that there's a chashash of that it was nivla. And it made it chetika nasas nevela, and mitzad the krum shabbat. But he says the ma'isa the Ramah says over there in Samad Daled that we're only choshish for that. Malkum had success, or are you not choshish for that? So it would be total insignificant amount of hefsid. And I'm not sure how you define those terms. There's a piskei tshuva. There is a piskei tshuva. I'm not remembering right now. The piskei tshuva could be a thing at the beginning of Basim Chalom. We talked about the definition of hefsim ruba. So he said hefsim ruba is totally in each person. It's not a set amount. It's totally in each person. The definition of Hesem Meruba. So I guess Hef Success is also telling that, but what point is called Hef Success versus Hesem Meruba? What?
For each person,
what
point is it?
No, that's also hard to define.
Is that
what?
For each and every person?
Yeah, yeah. So, if I mention that, it's in the Gaelic of Hilchos Shabbos. So, shoes to shoes, Amir Lakam and the Rabbanon is Mutter, Bimakam, of significant hefsid. So, define significant hefsid. So, the guy left his lights on in his car. So asking going to turn off the lights. Turning off the lights is in the car, is it the Rabbana? It's Melachah Nesich L'Gufa. So Melachah Nesich L'Gufa, which is debatable, but it's what we say, because Melachah Makam and Melachah Nesich L'Gufa goes into the din of Amir L'Amir. Amir L'Akam, Amir L'Akam, Shus to Shus. But you need a Makam with significant hefset. So if you wait till the end of Shabbos, the guy's going to need a new battery. The battery costs $60-$70. So for Pascal the Shailen tells, you know, $60-$70 was when the travel check paycheck was $60 a week, and the battery was half the rubber for a younger man. Right? So I said it's mutter. Right? The guy who's a lawyer who's making, you know, six digits a year, it's hard to say that getting a new battery is called has a rubber. Okay.
Not
Okay. Zatushakim Khafe. Khabdal, Nisha, remember Tom Kasma Smak, Tother Kamar Shah, Sikum Hafsik, Lakoyim of Maskana, Rai Moisev, Oi in Tom, the Hashin Shem and Iftar Krum. So, the each of the Kuda is, the Shita is the Smak, is because he holds that that terrace is not, doesn't remain the Maskana. So that which rely on the fact that the Krum is Mafsik from the Bliya doesn't remain the Maskana. And Yisba Shokach. So, Mash, what I feel like Nimloch and Nitzat Hill, but come welcome, have you Easter Dog, because of Shisha Mega Kola Kul, you have Lamina, the crew, Mafsa, Klingin, the Enum, and Mara, the Vloya, Tvemi, Shechatichus. Kikos Marai, Biksovo, Simon Sarichas. So, Zok, the Shach, like this. I'm asking that we don't say this idea of Krum being Mafsa, that if it's Nitzel or Nimloch together, so you're not going that doesn't absorb. But the Gabi, the argument that the Chara that is of Isra Dovik, because something is Dovik to it, it's Mamar Livloya, it absorbs more quickly than the rest of the pot. Maybe Krum Mavsik should be enough for that. So maybe the case over here, when you need Sama Kanega the whole Kulya, which you say, Ktira Nas Dabela on the Kulya, would be relevant in a case where first it was Nitzla or Nimlach. So these two things were Nitzla together. And they were nitzel together. Okay, so then it absorbed. Now it's nas in the beila. And now when you cook it, you need shishu kenega the whole thing. I get it. But if all you did was bishul, so we have to say what's going to happen is it has in nitzel dovik, that the chelav asur is the whole kulya first, because there's a dovik to it. And beila, now you need shishu kenega the chelav plus the kulya. Right, but let's argue that as they feel, krum should be mafsik, that you should down the kulya like the rest of the pot. So it doesn't prevent the bliya, but it's that's worse than the rest of the pot. Maybe not. No, once you say the krum is not mafsik, the guy with this nakuda is not mafsik either. And mamela, we give it a dinner, it's a dovik, and mamela the kuya absorbs more than before the rest of the pot. So mamela, it's nasus nevela, and now you should connect the kuya also. Okay. Fine. Tests. Okay, so we've been talking about Sli until now. But the Maisa, we have a dinner, but Maliach is Kiriseach, is Moshe Lashonor, which means Kiriseach with Sli. So Maliach is going to play out in Simon Sif Tess, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet. The rest of the Simon deals with Malicha. So Chazal said Maliach is Kiriseach. Now, the Kosh Gomel should point out his body is at the Raisa. Maliach Kiriseach is actually going to be a Machloikis, whether it has a dinner with the Raisa or not. The Shem is over here in the Shach of Safed Raisa. The Chumra is telling he's going that it's the Raisa. That's the good we have to talk about. But let's assume for now that the din of Maliach Kiriseach is the Raisa. So we have a Gemara that tells me Maliach is Kiriseach. That's the same din as Sli Mamish. Okay. Now, when we talk about Maliach, we'll see actually back even without learning Hill's Malicha, but back in Tzadi Aleph, we differentiate between different Madregas of Malicha. In the sugyas of Basar B'Cholov. So the Mechaber of Loshen in Tzadi Aleph Sefei, so which is where he also starts introducing the sugyas of Malicha. So Maliach Shenu Yochel Leochel Machas Molchay. It's a Maliach which makes it that's not edible because of the amount of salt. So if you want to kasher your food to be able to cook it, so that's the madrega malicha that you would use for that purpose. So it has a din of that once it reaches that stage, until you've washed it off, it remains with the status of enonechomachas malicha. Okay, that's the first madrega. Skip all the Ramah over there. Maliach ke'ein malicha, the boiler, the orcha, they would salt foods to take it on a trip. So that is, it's going to mamash preserve it. So that's even a greater level of saltiness than the malicha you need to kasher for cooking. So I feel but so how did you eat it? They would take it very salty along the way, and the salt would preserve that the meat, the food shouldn't rot. And what you would do is you would soak it. So that, to remove its saltiness, to be able to eat it, you would have to soak it. It wouldn't be enough to wash it off. So for that, because when you're not, you didn't do that act of soaking, getting the salt out, so it would have a din of this din of maliach kereseach. And then there's the third madrega of malicha, which is malicha, which is used for the purpose of tzli. So mikra din, the mikra din, when you can kasher food either through salting or roasting, but we have a minig that even when we roast, we salt it beforehand as well to help with the act of pulling it out. That madrega of malicha is a much lesser madrega, and that doesn't create the dinim of maliach kereseach. Okay, that's the three madregas of malicha which we talk about. Right, 1 second. Now, there is... So that's the Ramah in Sefei. If it wasn't salted, the madrega of it doesn't have dinim aliyah kreseach, and has a dinim tzoynin. Yeshurim deino anan ein bekim bedaver. So the problem is, at what point does salting make it enonachos malchos? So we're not bekim bedaver. Yeshurim lechshar afilu malicha sli kreseach. So even okay, what's called malicha sli, which means the minute that we would put salt on before we did sli, which isn't the same amount of salt that you put on when you want to kasher your meat through malicha. Even that, we have to choshes has a din of maliach kereseach, because maybe that's really taka enough salt to have a din of maliach kereseach, and it's in an echad was mochay. So we don't know. We're not pekiyim. And therefore, those are the three madrigas. Mechaber mentioned two, and the Ramah mentioned the third one. He says, "And on the bekiyim." Interesting shot over here, because if you mix up a case of davar shomein and on the bekiyim with an on the bekiyim and tzli, do you combine both and on the bekiyims? The partial assumption is no. Okay, that's it. So the Mechaber starts off with the case of Maliach Shein Anechel Machas Malcha, which is what we would call your salting it for the purpose, that Madrega of salting is that you would use if you want to kasher something. Dinner Kereseach. Okay, so Gemara says Maliach is Kereseach, and we pass going like that. Fine. Very good. So the Loch is Umaflit Lesser Kedei Klipa. So the saltiness has the ability to take out an aser kenei klipa. So if your iser is maluach, it can be maflit into the heter, an aser kenei klipa. Now, why kenei klipa? If it's maluach kereseach, it's like sli, it should aser kenei tila. So this which we're stomach on the Rashba really said the ikrashita is kenei klipa. Twice in the Rasha that the shear is kedei netila. The Rasha said it's appropriate to be machmer for the sheet of the Tosis and the Rosh, unless there's a hefsin. But in a case where malicha, which is not mamersli, So then we go back on the Ikar Din like the Rashba. The Mechaber was saying, I'm on the Rashba that the Shear was connected. Okay. The Mushuma Agreed of Connecticut Shabbai, Rakumus, Yesh Lahakmer, Latzmicham, Natilis Mokum. So once you added in the fact that there's Shuman Agid, so that already, so you have some element of Shamnunis over here, that's the Oyser, so then the Shir should be Kedei, the Mechaber said the Shir should be Kedei Natila. Imuchel Mamish, so it's the Dover Shaman, which is a Vade Dover Shaman. The Shuman Agid, we discussed before, has the din of Kachish. The Krumas, we discussed before, possibly have a din of Kachish. The Chela Mamish, then you need Shishim Levatlet. So there, then we assume, even like in Malika, it goes throughout the Heter. Okay. If the heter is shomeg, so Philip Shuman again connect the Shabbat Sarah Samach Levatloy. We tell me Malcolm Shinoga Kedei Natilas Malcolm. Well, the Pachas Klipa. So even though by Tzli we had a swore of the heter's Mafatim Leisur. And that wasn't limited only to something which has an element of Shamnunis on its own, the Isser, which is Shayat Shamnunis. The Ramah of Dr. Moshe said the Div Hetter Fatim Isser is only relevant if the Isser is Chelav Kachish or Shuman Agid or something like that. So then this Mechaber reads a lot of sense that we're just, the Hetter over here is Shamei. So then, according to the Ramah, according to Dr. Moshe, so if the Isser is something like Shuman Agid, those type of things which have Shachas and Shamnunis, so then the Hetzer can be Fatim Isser, and now you'll need some. The problem is that we saw that the Shach didn't accept that Chiluk, and he said that no, this din of Hetzer Fatim Isser applies even not by Shuman Agid, not even not by something which the Isser is Shachas to Shamnunis. So, but over here, the Mechaber only seems to say this idea of Hetzem Afatim Le'Isser when the Isser is Shuman Agid or something like that. But so the Mechaber gave us three scenarios. Something which is Kachush, something which is Shuman Agid, and then Chayla. So the first Madragas, he said that you need Klipa, Shuman Agid, and Kenoikness, you need Natila, and Chayla, you need Shishit. Then he says, well, in the middle of Madrega, if the Heter is Shomeng, then you need Shishim. What about the first Madrega? Before by Tzli, we said this concept of Heter without the Isser, even if the Isser is Tam Kachish, not Nduba Shuman again. Right? So, and which is what, so that's the Shach's problem. So one Chiluk is that idea to apply that by Malika. We don't apply by Malika the same way we apply by Tzli. So by Tzli, you say Hetzer Mefatim Isser, even if the Isser is Mamish, no Shaykh is to Shemunis Mechlap. And by Malika, we'll say that's only by something which has a Shaykh is to Shemunis, like Shumanik. Okay. So far, what we've seen, again, this is according to the Mechaber. The Ramah has his own, there's a long Mechaber to get to the Ramah, but the mice of the Ramah basically, takes issue with almost every single point of the Mechaber along the way, right? So just on the side of the Shulchan Aruch right now, so for a Sephardi right now, this is very relevant. If you're Ashkenazi, okay, so we have a din of Maliach Tereseach. The Mechaber gave us three madregas of what Maliach Tereseach does. It either does Klipa, Natila, or Samach. And in the middle Madrega, the idea of Hetzer Mefatim Leisur would apply, and you would need Samach. But even after you need Samach, you still need, like we said before, you still need Natila, or maybe at least Klipos. He's still not really convinced what to do over there. V'chol zeh l'inyan ha'keticha atzma shehaya chelav dovek po. Dovek over the shaks, it means lav dafka, it means touching it, okay? In Shara Chatichas, shenimelchu yachad, but what about those other pieces there as well? So what's the impact of the maliach kereseach of the iser together with other pieces which are there in the, at the same time? Okay. So we're differentiating between the piece which touched it directly, and then. So, what's this next case? So, if it touched it, that's the first case. If it didn't touch it, so why is it also? Right. So the Taz says that if the chela touch each one of them, and each one doesn't have shishim keneged the chelav, so all of them are going to be yosem misavik because they don't have shishim. Maybe it's tarvim beyachel about the chelav. Then chelav mafeyam mechatichel tichel below roitav. So okay, so since we know that the ability to spread tam equally, agadei roitav, and not agadei roitav is not the same. So when you have multiple chatichas, so and there's actual roitav, then we assume the tam is spread equally amongst everything, and if all of the things together have shishim connected, the yisur, everything is mutter. But over here, we don't, even though it does spread tam. So you're saying that this is able to be the maliach kereseach will allow the iser to spread to the other chatichas. Let all the chatichas be mitzarif together to mevatel v'shishim. We don't do that. Why? Because we don't know that it's spread amongst all the chatichas equally. I even though I am choshish that it's mafafeya by shaman even mechatichel chatichel, and he's talking about even a case of a shaman over here, so he's not differentiating between the case of shaman or not. Lakula, he says, because I don't know that it's spread equally, so each one I have to assume that it's usher, because maybe it's going to deal with a shishim keneged the iser on its own, regardless of other chatichas. Okay, so that's the first scenario which I know that it touched all of them. Let's say I don't know if it touched all of them. So but each one, again, is not having samach keneged. So kulan asuris. Each one will argue, you're going to say, suffered the rice of the chumra. Right? It doesn't have shishim keneged it. Maybe it touched it. You cannot be matter of the roiv because we don't know that there was a roiv of hatter. But when you do a shalanoga elabachas, when you do a ezehi kulam mataris the chabetrei bolter. But if you know for sure it only touched one, you just don't know which one. So then you have a swara of that only one chaticha is aser, the one who touched it. All the other chatichas are mutter. So now you can use the swara of chabetrei bolter of bit the roiv. That the one which is usher is bottle and all the ones which are hetzer. A filo ein chatichah is really skabed, and even though the rule is not bottle. But we said before that's only when it's usher machmas atzer. But here it's only usher machmas the bliya shavoy, and the bliya is not a mechubad gazach. Semela, the chatichah will be bottle and other chatichas. Okay. Okay. Except for that little piece in the middle over here, which he gets involved in. And you do a, it's called an asuris. The rest of it, the way the Kabbalah presents it, there's a logical progression. Everything makes sense to us, right? That piece, it gets a little more complicated. Krager has problems over here. Shach Taz is a nice big Prima Gardens, so that we'll have to figure out. Okay. Let's read the whole Ramah. And pretend like we know what we're talking about, and then we'll go back to the Mishnah Kalim. Right. So the first thing the Mechaber brings, the Ramah brings over here, which is not really a hemshit to the next piece of the Ramah. The next piece of the Ramah is going back on the Mechaber, but he's going to use this kula later on in the steps of the Ramah. So he wants to say that, you know, there is a shita which holds that there's no netila, there's no shishim. No difference between shomein, not shomein. Melicha is weaker than tzli, even by davar shomein, and the nevertas is more than kedei klipa. Okay, information yediyah. You should have a yediyah. Well, we're going to come back and use you, Zakhtar Ramah, and that's, he brings you a nice long list of names to say that, so you should be convinced that it's a real shita. Okay, forget that for a second. Zakhtar Ramah vayter. So going back on the Mechaber said that there are three madregas. There's a madrega of things which only kedei klipa, then there's things which are today netila, and things which are shishim. So Zakhtar Ramah, the fish ain't on the bekiyim, bein basar shomin, the kochish, legal mashar, b'chol malicha, b'samach, k'ma b'bishu. So we're machmer that we don't know what's considered shomin or not, so we're machmer, you always need shishim, like the third sheet of the Mechaber. So again, you see that there's no hemshik between this yesharmin and the next piece is going back on the Mechaber. Yeah, he only says Ulefit. Okay. Fine. Now,
where is my
fine. Then he brings from so the ikur which he brings that from, by the way, just inside the names which are put in the Ramah were not from the Ramah himself. They were from somebody else afterwards. But it's just important to see who it was. So that's the names he's putting are the names which are Minhagim. So it's the Ma'ariv. Keep my mind's blanking right now. So this I had to Aruch, like Oshaydura, the Mordechai B'Shem Azarua, B'chol Achrayim. So the Ma'ariv is the Minig, the Ramah saying the Ma'ariv our Minig is Mavus is all Achrayim. That we're machmer, you always need shisha. Now, the micha samach ben akol b'yachad, nei kol achaticha shechel of dabek bo, also kol shari mevad oisei chaticha shei iser dabek bo. So now we're being machmer that we need samach. There's a good argument that it never asks more than kedei klipa. If you don't hold, you need samach. So the Mechaber came along and said this chumrah that, but we don't use the other pieces to be mitzarf together because we don't know that it's spread equally. So the Ramah, as they vite that the chumrah should, the minhag should go, that should be machmer, everything needs samach, because maybe it's shomeh. And then the next step would be, if we want to be machmer, all the way like the Mechaber, and then each, even though there's a total samach connected to the iser, we should say, oh, we don't know, because maybe it didn't spread equally, and everything is also. That far we don't go. No, with that we do not. That way we don't go. So if Ben Akolder is Samach, now Samach Keneged what? So the Ramah says you need Samach Keneged the Isser, and in the case of Isser Dovik, Keneged the Chaticha, which is Dovik also. So if you're going to say Chaticha Nas Nevela on that piece, so you need Samach Keneged the Chaleb, whatever it was, and the Kulya, right? So then, everything is mutter, except for the piece which is dovik ba. Mio oisik tichah she'iser noga ba tzar klipa ma'at. which the assumption I mean, it means klipa. He doesn't mean less than a regular klipa. He means it than klipa. Okay. So you need klipa. What's the lumness behind that? Because I just brought you before, because yeah, Sharman, you never worry about this thing. So even though we have this klal musa that ain't on the bikiyim, and the Kara says, we should be machmer in the bikiyim, and the Makarba says everything is usur, right? Because that's what we have to assume. Or is it menachimat also sake or whatever it is? Okay, because in the bikiyim is like a given, it's a fact. But we have a sheet that holds the makal. There's no din of more than klipa. So as they fight, we're not going to be machmer. And that's why the Ramah brought in that Yesharim before he brought the next piece. Yes. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that according to the Makaber, once it's a Dover Shomein, you cannot be Mistar for everything together for some. Ramos says, as Eved, I'm not going to be Machmer because there's a sheet which holds that it doesn't spread through anything. Okay, so that's I don't want to answer that question because that point before. That's how the Taz learns it. And, you know, that itself is problematic. We'll hold that question in abeyance, okay?
And also, we're going to discuss later how the Ramah holds that the Isser is battle from everything.
Isser is battle.
How this Chelev can battle, you can start everything to battle Isser.
Well, if you hold the Shomein, we said the numerous goals, Mechaticha, Lechaticha, Lechaticha. Yeah, we discussed that, I don't know, yesterday, 2 days ago. Right? So, if you had, we gave a case, you had X with Shomein, and A and B, and all the cases are X is touching A, then A touching B. But if X touches A and B at the same time, if it's a davar shomen, it's mefafei b'chula. The shishim in both of them, neither one's osur. You need an atila because that's for a touch. So that's the parasha that Ramah is talking about. If any you do eiz and noga, so now then he says, if you don't know which one he touched, and we know that he didn't touch all of them or rive of them, so then it's bottle. It's bottle b'rive. Okay. And we should argue. And you don't even take sleep in that situation. Okay. Vein samach. But if there isn't samach, a koloser ben l'shan is a minig. That which we're machmer, that if there's not samach, we say a koloser, and because maybe it's a shomein, and everything becomes osur. You don't say just in the teal or a klipa. Valbishyesh was a ksas kula. This shita that I just said, now that's what Biyamin is asking, was bringing up. Okay, so. We're going to make an across the board approach that if there's samach, everything is mutter. If there's not samach, everything is osir. And according to the Mechaber before, if it's a davar shomein, even if there's samach, it's osir. So if you want to apply that over here, we would have to say the following: if it's a davar shomein, which we believe is a davar shomein, so that even the samach is osur. If there's samach, we're not pikiyim. Then if there's samach, we say, well, he had malat son of makula and it's mutter. So right, you're being mechalal between shaman and ain't on the pikiyim things. Well, that's exactly what we want to try and avoid because we don't really know what's what. So even something which we feel very confident is a davar shomim, we're going to be makel and say if there's samech, it's mutter. That ends up being a kula. It's kedai in order to maintain the clarity and all the other scenarios. And even that scenario has what to rely on. Because of the shita, which says before that even if it's a davar shomim, it doesn't go more than a kedai klipa. Samela, I'm not such a big balaveira to say even when there's samech, everything is also, because the truth is, there's a good sheet which says it's bechlal, which has a lot of names next to it, which says that bechlal is not a problem. Right? So that's the minik. If there's samech, everything is mutter. If not samech, everything is also. Rav Elishan is a minik. Va'afal pishigesh b'zeksas kula. Im ha'yo isser shaman u'mefafeya. Something which is an isser shaman, which is mefafeya, which should ask even if there's samech, like the Mechaber said, come on, k'mei shusuf v'hagav nadibra mekilim. We're going to rely on that sheet which I just mentioned before. The it never moves more than a klipa in my davar shomein. Why am I going to rely on that sheet? I don't want to get involved in saying what's what. That's too confusing. I just make a general rule, and we're very happy. We solve all the world's problems. Because that itself is, you know, going to be confusing. So we're. Something which Ravade Shaman, which we think is Shaman, you know, that's too confusing for us. We're simple people. Similarly, we say, Samach is Mutter, not Samach is Osir, and we rely on that other Shita, which I mentioned at the beginning of this Ramah. So that's why this Ramah, you know, brings that in as an important point. Now, Bezat Ramah, but even I, who just said, like, you know, we have to throw up our hands and say, I have no idea what's called Shaman, what's not called Shaman. It's the whole thing's confusing to me. I mean, there's a limit. And because b'isr shashayv v'shamnunis could go in chayla v'itzir, it has oils in it, etc. Okay, gavna. B'isr shayin v'shamnunis klal could go in chametz pesach. I mean, so which part over there is fatty? Right? There's not even a havamin in the world that's called shomein. The kolyama malicha eno seris rakere klipa. So over there, we don't have to say, I don't know, b'kiyem, and we're machmer, that you would need it as a girl, unless you have shisha. Okay. Avayin orachayim, hilchos chomis, ketzenoigim. Avayin le'el simen samadalim, rekumim, achutim, shalcheilev, nimuchim, basar. So in case you have the kumim or achutim of chaylev, which is not the actual chaylev itself, there are krumim, which are considered vadei chaylev. There are krumim which the din is that we don them, they're also to eat, but they're not chayev. So those krumim rechutim, which are nimlachim basa, yesham the hesim ruba, yesh lahatim, and lichal yere klipa. Abishad krainogu, lashar kol, malicha besamim, chafil b'yisra kachish. So, but since the krumim is not, it's a different madrega visser. It's an isser which is ain't like in a love. It's a more cool than a madrega visser. So over there, we will talk and argue that klipa is enough. Not like we're saying right now that you need samach and isser ko. Yes, this will go say isser kochish shein alaminig isser kochish shein alaminig l'shar b'samach. This whole thing is a minig. So in a scenario which where something like that of that sort, which is malika on something which is a kachish, so over there, I get a klipa is going to be good enough. I have some meruba. But obviously, something which is an isur shamein, even has some meruba, you can't be matzah it. Even by malicha, they have some meruba, you cannot be matzah it. You don't need samach. Even something which is not, not even a vadi isur deraisa. You're still going to, it's have some ruban, it's a derabanan, but if it's shaman, you need some. Okay, we sound very intelligent. But we're not. I don't know you guys, but I'm not, yeah. Okay. Satataz, your test. You know what? Are we good so far? That part of it, okay. Thank you. At least I said one thing today, which is intelligent, right? Yeah, we're good so far in the Shita Mechaber, Shita Ramah, what is Mechaber? Right? Review, I'll say it again. Mechaber Ramah. Okay, so the Mechaber, we introduce Malicha, Malicha Kereseach. The rice in the bottom we'll talk about. Mechaber introduced with three Madragas. This Malicha Kereseach, which is going to Aser Kerei Klipa. That's something which is not really Shartus Amnunis. There's something which is Shartus Amnunis. It's not Mamash Dover Shomain. So it needs Kerei Netila. And by something like Chela, which is Dover Shomain Mamash, so then you need, and you're going to need, we assume it's Befefea Bekuloi. So the whole thing's going to come off, so unless you have some. So the correct way to say it, I said it before a little bit. I said Klipa, Netila, and Samach. It's not really the correct way of saying it. The correct way of saying it is Klipa, Netila, Kuloi. We're discussing, we're contrasting how far it spreads. So Malicha, by the first type of things, spreads Kerei Klipa. By the second type of things, it spreads even Kerei Netila. By the third thing, it spreads Mekuloi. Now, if it says Mekuloi, if you have Samach, it's Mutzer, you don't have Samach, it's us. So the Mekuloi is not Samach. It's not, you know, Samach is relevant, but the main point over there is that it spreads Mekuloi. Because it's a Dover Shaman, Ayre Malicha, it's for fair Bekuloi. And if you have Samach, it's going to be Mutter. If you don't have Samach, it's going to be us. Okay. The Mechaber, I mean, I'm not so bad, because the Mechaber said it the way I said it before. But I just wanted, like, that's, you know, Shulchan Aruch, because I can do those type of things. Right? He says, and if it's Chela Mamish, then you need Shisha. Now, as you say, it arses kuloi unless you have shishim in the whole thing. Okay? So that's the first point of the Mechaber. Second point that the Mechaber introduced was a case of hetem afatem leisr. So he did not apply it seemingly to the first madrego. He applied it to the second madrego. The third madrego, you don't need to apply it. It's there. And if the isr is shomim, the isr is shomim. The isr is its middle madrego, so then you're going to need samuk. But even so, you're going to need Klipa Netila. Then the Mechaber introduced this issue of Dover Shomein, which asks Bekuloi, are you mistarif all of the pieces together to be mabatalit? So he says no, because it doesn't spread equally. In a scenario, you know, they only touch one, so you have a different new swara, a bit of a run. Comes on the Ramah. The Ramah says, okay, so first of all, I'm not saying the Ramah in order. First of all, I want to tell you that we don't know what Shaman and Kachish is. So therefore, we're always going to need some. We're always going to go to the third Madrega, and it ashes Bekuloi, unless you have some. The only exception is something like Chomes and Pesach, which there's like not even a Haman in the world that is Shaman. So over there, we'll go with Klipa. And that fits the Mechaber. The Mechaber says it's two Madregas. Anything which is the second Madrega, the Ramah is question, you need some. The only things he's going to say that you don't need some, because it's like so vite removed from the world of Shamnunis. So obviously the same Madrega as the first Madrega of the Mechaber, which only needs Klipa. So in those scenarios, you wouldn't need some, you wouldn't need the Kuloi, you just need some. Just need Klipa. But everything else, we're Machber. Now, but our chumra goes like this: if we look at everything there, if there's samach, everything is mutter. If there's not samach, everything is asur. Now, the Mechaber said even if there is samach, we're not going to be matter everything. That vait I'm not going. Why not? Because there's a shita which holds this whole thing is not true and never goes more beyond klipa. So I'm going to use that shita in order to be able to make my minig, a standardized minig. Okay. Your test. Meshuman again. How many others? Cause of self sefei the chelum kachash enam hafei ain't tzar samach levatle. So even though it's fatty, there's such a thing as something which is fatty, which is not considered fatty. It's chelum kachash. So shuman agid can have such a matzias of being a non-fatty fat. Right? We would like to apply that to the world of calories and diets. We haven't figured out how to do that yet.
Is he still keeping it as a middle Madriga?
He the Machaber, yeah.
The test in the Machaber, he's saying that there's still a middle Madriga of as opposed to Kafir Sagamri.
Correct. No, the Taz are trying to address something. We're saying the word Shuman, and then we're saying it only needs the Tila as opposed to Chalev needs is Bekuloi. So what does that mean? If it's fatty, it's fatty. Because the Machaber introduced before idea of something which is fatty, which is not fatty. Right? The case before wasn't Shuman again specifically, it was Chalev Kochush. That Taz doesn't, you know, it's not Taz necessarily applying that over here. Pasha would be true. According to Machaber, Chalev of a behemoth which is kechusha would have a din of chalev kochish and only lasu kenatil and not pekula. I mean, some of that's true, but you know, I'm not sure that's not. I don't think that's the point of the Taz. The basa shenimlach. What's it going on? It's shomein. Okay. Shadavu galachelu kimoshemasach alkach v'chol zeh. So, the Taz seems to learn, and we said about Shanim Lachim Boy is Shomein, right? The way the Shach Pashas learns that the Lav Dafka that it was touching it. Said that wrong. It's Lav Dafka that it's attached to it. It's even if it's touching it. The Taz is learning it that it's talking about something which is attached to it, as opposed to, and then we'll discuss, something touching it is different. Now that works better in the Lashon of the Machaber. In Swara, it's going to be very, very difficult to stomach. Okay.
Where is he's arguing on the Shach? Maybe he's just quoting the Lashon, and then it'll be matched the same way the Shach is matched.
I think the flow of the way that the Taz is reading. So the Machaber says that it's down three lines down. What are the Shar Chatichis? So the Taz in Chavalev says, and they're touching it. So if this is touching, they're touching, what's the difference? He says, no, over here it's Dovid. No, what Yeshua is asking, the Taz is just telling you now what he says three lines from now. But if the Shach says three lines from now, over there it's Lav Dafka, maybe over here the Taz needs Lav Dafka, you know. But I can do the same Lav Dafka in the Taz also. I don't think so. I think his point is he's Lav Dafka like, between Chav and Chavalev, I think he's contrasting the two. That here it's Dovuk, as opposed to Meim Chalach Mehen, Pirish Mechalev Noga Becholach Mehen. Then Becholach Mehen Sam Nega Nechalev, Osir. The Shambola Harbe Ve'en Lo Shutu Suvata. So, okay. Okay. Again, the Shach, I think, will have a little bit of a different approach. Okay. So now the Machaber said, so why is it not mutter? Why don't you say that it's spread out through all of them, and now the shishim connected all of them, everything comes mutter? Because they ain't a chelim of fame, chetichel, chetichel. Mizanim shagam ken chulo, the harim bibir loy noga bechelim rak bechamihen, also cheris mutteris, because it doesn't go chetichel, chetichel. When he told me, Al Shulchan Aruch shepsokim starshim zezeh shaleil b'siv zayin posuk shimbolim min al devorim ha'mafafim b'tivim kagoyin shuman Useres Chaverta Afla Reitav. It goes weiter. Udasa Rashi Shehevi Atur. Mechan Posik Shabliyas Chaylev. Eno Yotze Bela Reitav. Udasa Maram Mordechai Perik Gidon Osher. Veshiyasim Aviyoi. So it's sort of a shittas. So how does he do that? Ve'ein learn with the Kan Mari Bechelev Kochush. Shinim Aveya. And that's what he means, which the Mechaber holds. There's a the difference between Chaylev, Kachush, and Chaylev, which is Shomay. The Mordechai calls him Feirish, didn't say, Al Chaylev, Shalakaris, Shuikra Chaylev. Mesudim Hoya Chaylev, Kachush, and my Sarach Samach, Bechol Achas, Bithne Atzmo. Because according to the Mechaber, in that case, all you need is the Tila. But Karl Lerman, the Maram, Polagarash, but. Certainly, the Gambi is a shaman, and a yotze below right of kol shibulua. But I can't tame all the shulchan aruch. Shall I hear gishma kol kazu? I don't get it. Gambi levush kasev kumay b'shulchan aruch kan v'tumua ma'od. Ve'ein loymar deleil mari linyan tzli v'achal malicha. Don't maskin megemora malicha kiraseh tzli. Is yosh shulchan aruch? Should be probably Cain. Who the havet tzli? And we hold Liach is Kiriseach of Tzli, so I don't get it. So the Taz remains with a kash. And the Kudus Kesser says, not a kash, we'll see. Okay, let's hold it here. Today is what?